You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore. Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number 3 of the Common Sense Show, and we come to you live every Sunday evening at this time from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the East Coast. And, wow, our thanks to Ted Brewer from healthmaster.com, who's giving a 5% special off any of his products, his Healthline products. All you have to do is put Dave5 in the coupon code. But wow, what a unbelievable 2 hours that was with Dr. Brewer. Very quickly, before we go to Katie and the health report, I'm under extreme attack, and I'm saying I, being the commonsenseshow.com, from Google and related friends, the NSA and so forth. And I would ask that all of you, for at least the next week, go to my website once a day. Just put it into your search engine. Go to goodgopher.com. Do not use Google. Go there and send me a list of things that you see. I have a team of experts working on the website now. Most people go there, have no problems. A few are, and it's intentional. It's deliberate. We've been singled out, and so I would ask that you would help me check this out over the next week, thecommonsenseshow.com. Now, we are officially in our health segment report, and when we conclude that report, we'll be joined by Jim White and the Red List News. Katie, come on in, and I know you've got a special guest this evening. This is going to be action-filled. It's going to move very quickly, just like the last 2 hours. So, sure. Katie, let me just turn it over to you, and let's get right to it.
Thank you, Dave. Good evening. And yes, welcome to the Health Report. Tonight is going to be great. Very, very high energy night. Very exciting night. Tonight with the Health Report, I'm going to take it in a direction of exercise. So we're keeping in line with the whole energy movement here. But I have a real special guest on tonight. He is a good friend of mine. I've known him for years. He's my personal trainer. And his name is Snake Blocker, and I'm going to interview him tonight about the importance of exercise. So what I've been doing all along is feeding people information on researching your own health, getting yourself organized, getting it all together, really empowering yourself with taking your health into your own hands. So we've covered nutrition, we've covered energy medicine and vitamins and all kinds of different things. Tonight we're going to cover exercise, which we haven't done, and it's a really crucial part of the overall wellness package. So introducing Snake, my friend Snake, he's a member of the Lipan Apache Tribe of Texas, and he promotes his culture through seminars and interviews. He began training early in martial arts at a very early age when his grandfather gave him his first knife. He started a fitness career early on. His first job was a regional service supervisor at Nautilus Aerobics. That was back in California in the 90s. He had his own, he started his own Blocker Academy of the Arts, and this was all out in California in the 90s. And in 2001, I hope I'm getting this right, Snake, in 2001 he joined the Navy Reserve, and he was mobilized in Operation Iraqi Freedom, 2004. 2005 went to Iraq, and then he did some his military career. But then he did some security work with in war zones. He was the director of logistics and manufacturing. That was in 2007, and all the while he has kept active with his martial arts. He did fighting. He did training. I mean, if you go to his site, you will see the most enormous, amazing resume. This man is so fit and so great in terms of instructing. He has 8 fitness training certificates, 3 nutrition certificates. So, Snake, welcome to the show.
It's an honor to be here, Katie. Thanks for the very nice introduction. I'm very humbled for being on the show.
Wow, this is great. So I talked to Snake a few weeks ago, and I said, would you come on and talk to us about why it's important, why exercise is so important to the overall health of the human body? Yes, nutrition, and yes, all these wonderful things, but tell us metabolically, why is exercise important to good overall health, Snake?
Well, there's, you know, we don't have the time to go over every list, but you could easily come up with, you know, within several minutes, 100 different reasons why it benefits the body, mind, and spirit. It's more than just physique, and I think a lot of people in the general population visualize, oh, the people that gym rats or people that go to the gym, you know, it's time consuming, and I don't have the energy to do it a lot of times after work, and, you know, why can't I just stay busy and do stuff at my house? I don't need I'm okay with how I look. I don't have to have a six pack. But that's really the least reason why you want to do fitness. You want to do it for your internal. I tell people, you know, if your insides aren't where they need to be, metaphysically, you know, then you're not going to produce and be as productive and be as happy and have a healthy, mm-hmm. long, vital life. So I tell people the number one reason you want to do a fitness program, is for longevity and vitality.
Yes, and you always ask me when I come in for training, what is your affirmation of the day? So you're talking, it's not just your body, it's your mind, your spirit, it's everything connected.
In the old days, when 1991, when I first certified as trainers, you know, we would just, the easy formula would be, you know, you're fat because you're eating too much fat, cut down 10% fat in your food intake, and we said, you know, and you got to do half your workout on the weightlifting side and half of it on the cardiovascular, you know, treadmill, that type of workout. And it was a relatively simple formula, but now, you know, going 20-some years forward, we're so much smarter than that in the fitness industry, and now we're looking at a lot of ways, because two people could work out the exact same way and get totally different results, and mm-hmm. some don't get any results doing the same thing that gave another person results. So the assessments are key to overall fitness, to see where we need to start at.
Right. Everybody is different. And that's why, you know, not everybody can afford a personal trainer, but I'll tell you, a lot of these clubs and gyms, they work with you. They'll work with you and customize it. They do it in a way that is affordable. And tell us about where you're at and how they work that in, because I'm looking at people from all over the country. Some are out in the country, some are in the cities. There's all kinds of different clubs. What's a real simple way for people to jump into either exercising at home or joining a club, but getting active?
Well, I'm going to start out by doing an analogy. So a person walks into, they have a sore throat, so they walk into the doctor's office and they say, hey, doctor, give me a prescription. What do I need to do? And doctor's like, well, first of all, make an appointment, and then when you come in, we're going to assess and find out why you have a sore throat. 20 people could come in the same day with a sore throat, have 20 different prescriptions based on what the assessment was. And that's how it should be. Everybody needs to be assessed before they actually get the proper prescription. But say that person came in, they made an appointment, and they sat down in the lobby of the hospital, and they start talking to people around them, and they start saying, hey, what do you do for your sore throat? And one person says, oh, I take tea and lemon, and that works. That's what my grandmother said. And another person says chicken soup. And another person says, oh, I take, you know, NyQuil during the night and then DayQuil during the day, and it solves it in 2 weeks, you know. And they get all these different advice from people, and the person says, oh, I don't need the doctor's advice. I'm just going to take that advice from the patient and walk out of the hospital. Mm-hmm. And as silly as that sounds, people do that every day in the fitness gym. They come into the gym, they join, they have professionals there, but they choose to take the advice of the other people in the gym. They see a guy with nice chiseled abs, and they say, hey, what do you do for abs? And they says, I do this, this, and this. So that person thinks, oh, well, I'll do it too. And they say, you know, you do cardio next to another person and say, wow, you look great. Oh, yeah, I lost 10 pounds doing the cabbage diet. Oh, really? I'm going to try that. And then they talk to another person. What do you take? Oh, I take this product at GNC, and that's what got me this result. And so people do that every day. They take advice from other people in the gym. And although those may work for that individual. Again, like you alluded to earlier, everybody's different. And that's as silly as going to the hospital and not listening to the professionals. So the first thing you need to do is make sure you're not talking to, you know, your buddies and not doing what they do necessarily. You really need to get professional advice, professional assessments to determine what your starting point is. Because like you said, it's going to be different for everybody.
Yes, I've seen my health and my body change by going with a real structure. I mean, you explain everything. You're very structured and simple and easy, and it's not pumping iron and all that stuff. I'm just encouraging people, visit a gym, talk to them, do some counseling with them, and they'll work a program. It's age appropriate. It's size appropriate. And like you were saying, the science of it's changed. We used to think, you know, Jack LaLanne and go up and, you know, jumping jacks and weights and all that. But it's really not. A lot of the things that I've been doing are so low impact, and I'm having the best results from them. But let's explain to people metabolically. You know, we used to think, well, we need to sweat. We need to burn off fat. What is the importance of burning the fat and having more muscle? What does that do to the metabolism and the circulation and just your body as a whole? Cleansing, detoxing, rebuild, you know, replacing muscle with fat. Can you go over some of how important that is?
Sure. And like I said, there's countless assessments, and obviously the more you take, a lot of times it'll give you more insight on where you're at and why you're not losing weight or why you're gaining weight or why you're not getting the benefits that you wanted right away. Talking to the average person out there that may not have access to a gym and may not have access directly with a professional, although they can get a lot of resources via online and phone conversations as well, the first thing is to get moving. And I tell people there's three categories you have to focus on, and I don't care if you're going to do it at your house, in your backyard, or at the gym. Everybody needs to move it. In other words, sitting on the couch and sitting down is our downside, especially in civilized societies where we have the chairs and we have that accessibility. You go to a third world country where chairs and couches aren't in the homes. There's no room for them. They'll go to the bus stop and they'll sit in the squat position for sometimes hours. And if you took an average American to do that, they'd be sore after the first, they couldn't even hold a low squat for 1 minute, let alone an hour. So the skeletal structure is much more efficient on third world country people than it is for a civilized society for the mere fact that they don't sit down like we do. You know, we put all that weight in compressing the spine and slouching in these couches and watching TV. So everybody needs to get out there and move it. And obviously if there's restrictions and things from the doctor, there's certain movements you may be restricted to. But that's one category, and it could be metabolically getting on a treadmill or doing weight training or aerobics or yoga or whatever, but that's the move it category. The next category is the nourish it category. So everybody knows that fast food is not the healthiest thing for people. Mm-hmm. You know, the processed food, and it goes back to what I said earlier, third world countries eat healthier than the typical American because they don't have access to a microwave. They don't have access to buying stuff that comes in a box that has a lot of preservatives in it. You know, they grow their food or they get it from their, you know, they do trade outs, and it's going to be more natural and more organic than our so-called organics. So just the mere fact, if you just cut out anything that comes prepackaged, you know, for the majority of your nutrition, that's going to help that improve. And then the last category is the know-it category, which is the weakest link for most people, and it's the most beneficial, going back to what I said earlier about knowing what your body needs. So in the know-it category, you know, although there's many, many tests to find things out, I tell people that the core ones are to find out what your metabolic rates are for burning off fat, for burning off carbohydrates, and then how healthy your lungs are. And that's all encompassed into one test called the Active Metabolic Assessment Test or the Peak VO2 Test or the VO2 Max Test. It comes in a few different names. But it's going to find out you individually what heart rates burn more fat than other heart rates, to keep it simple.
So it's,
and then,
it,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. It's real systematic. I mean, it's like going, like you said, it's actually going in and working out a program. It's not just going in and being on the treadmill for 30 minutes and calling it a day. It's a real system.
And a good example of that would be you could have a member in a gym, or like I said, they could be at their house jogging outside, and they think, well, the faster I go, the more hills I add, the longer I go for, the more I sweat, the more calories I burn off, that equals fat loss. And it may or may not. If your metabolic rate is a heart rate that only burns off carbohydrates, you could do that for 6 months. You still, yes, true, you're going to be burning off lots of calories, but if those are all carbohydrate calories, then you won't lose any fat. You will sweat and you'll lose poundage because you're sweating 2 pounds of water out in that cardio activity, but you're not going to see the results you want. You'll see short-term results, which is the water weight.
Now, what about tell people listening how important exercise is to staving off disease, because it's a great detoxer.
It is. And it could be simpler. It could be something simple. You know, I'm Apache, so, you know, one thing that the Apaches done ancestrally and they still do today is the sweat lodges. So that's one form of detoxing, and anybody can do that. And another form of detoxing the body is doing the hot-cold variations, which the Apaches have done for hundreds of years, where you dip yourself in the cold river, cold water, ice bath, cold shower, however you want to do bring your core temperature down, and then you reverse it and you go back to the heat, the steam room, the sauna, the jacuzzi, you know, warm water, bathtubs, that type of thing. You kind of go back and forth. And even just, you know, if you're doing the shower version, I tell people, you know, go to the cold, and then, you know, when you first put on that cold water, aim it towards your midsection, because where you shock the body is where everything kind of pulls to, and you want everything to pull to those livers and kidneys and get out of your system. Mm-hmm. So that's like a simple version of doing it, and that's something that some people that may not be able to do the workouts or may not feel they can do workouts, that's something they can start with as well. But you're absolutely right on the detox, because it's so important for, A, helping the enzymes, you know, increasing your immune system, getting rid of the toxins that are predominant in American society and civilized society, with pesticides, with pollution, with, you know, exhaust from, you know, our cars, our vehicles, how much we run and rely on other fuel sources is really messing up our body, and we collect a lot of heavy metals that need to be detoxed out of our body, because every time you do that, you're decreasing your chance of not only cardiovascular disease and not, you know, and a bunch of other functions, but your livers, kidneys, colon functions at a much higher level. You're going to be less likely to get food poisoning. You're going to be less likely to have, you know, a lot of the elements that are out there. And, you know, I've heard one study where a doctor said, he's like, you know, one of the hugest things is just hydrate. You know, most people don't hydrate like they need to. Right. And if everybody hydrated like they need to, we could eliminate about 70% of the clients that come in my office for that mere reason.
So just moving, I mean, whether someone's just walking 20 minutes a day or they're going to the gym or anything in between, it's cleaning out the respiratory system. It's flushing the lymphatic system. It's cleaning the blood. It's developing your immune system. And then everything else we've been talking about over the months, it's all one big picture, right?
It is. And what's nice about that, too, everything ties in. Everything's intertwined. You know, you can't, you know, the nutrition will carry over with the weight training. The weight training will carry over there, because if you don't eat properly, you're not going to be able to do an efficient workout, or if you don't eat before a workout, you may feel nauseous. You know, you don't have enough blood going and carbohydrates going to the brain. Or you may eat too much and cramp up because you got too much blood pulling in those abdominal muscles and the intestines, and then you'll feel nauseous there. And then same thing with the knowing it and doing the testing. You got to know what levels you need to be working intensity-wise. The next step I would recommend people do is, you know, understand that the cortisol levels or the stress levels, the higher the stress levels, the more you're going to hold on to, especially the belly fat in the midsection. So
yes.
I've seen people that they work out every day. It's not because they're not moving it, but they can't lose the weight because your body will hold on to that belly fat because the stress levels are so high. And when I talk to them, a lot of people say, oh, well, I get off work at 5, I'm just so stressed, so I come to the gym to de-stress, to release the stress. And although that sounds like it makes sense, physiologically that's not what happens to the body. If you're leaving work with a high amount of cortisol level or a high amount of stress, and then you work out, especially at high intensities, your cortisol levels, your stress levels go up even higher. In fact, they double and triple in many cases. So now you're actually doing the opposite of what you want to do. You want to work out to decrease stress, but because you didn't allow your body to bring the cortisol levels down and relax before you did your workout, you're actually damaging your body, and you're not productive during that workout. So you can actually do a cortisol test. We actually have kits and tests that you collect your saliva in the morning time, noon time, evening time after work, and right before you go to bed. And we can actually tell you like the highest stress levels during the day. And we want you to work out when your cortisol levels, your stress levels are the lowest. So sometimes that means you got to wait an hour or 2 hours after work, or do it during your lunch break.
Well, and that's why people need a trainer. That's why having somebody walk you through all this. We're going to wrap this up, but that's why.
Katie, we got a couple more minutes.
Okay, good.
We're gonna blow through the bottom of the hour break so we can go to 30.
Oh, good, good, good. Thank you. Well, and that's why this is so important, to actually work with someone, because that, what Snake just described about the cortisol, I mean, coming in and maybe doing a 30 minutes of stretching, or maybe doing yoga after a tough day. What do you think of that?
Absolutely. And another thing, too, like I said, obviously if you have the budget and you have the accessibility to do these types of tests, most of them you could do, like cortisol levels, you could mail in and mail out the test. But just like I told you, the concept, you know when you're stressed. You know when you're, just by knowing your body, you know when you're relaxed, and then just coming to the gym when you're not high stress. And that's something you know about your own body that I don't have to test you for. You just kind of know it, and you can kind of figure it out from that point.
Well, give us one real quick before we give out your contact information and advice you have for people all around the country. Obviously, for people in Denver, they're going to be able to get a hold of you, but for people around the country, but give us a 30-second success story that you've seen, major transformation.
Absolutely. I have a guy, two people this year, they've lost 20 pounds of fat, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. They've also, one of them completely decreased all his medications, high blood pressure, cholesterol, all that stuff, and this is based on, you know, us working out 3 times a week, so 3 hours a week, and he works out about another hour and a half on his own. As the other person, about the same situation, they became more efficient at burning off fat at all the heart rates. They increased their maximum heart rate, their energy levels went up, and they haven't been sick all year.
And how long did that take them from beginning to now?
4 months.
4 months. See, folks, that is amazing. You can do it. You can do it at your rate, at your age. You can do this. Snake, give out where you're, if you want, give out where you're working. People in the Denver area can contact you as a personal trainer, or and also advice to people around the country who have clubs. What's the best thing they can do?
They can always contact me directly at 720-323-0422. They can always email me at snakeblocker@gmail.com. And they can also check out my website that has a bunch of links to it at blockeracademy.com. The easy way is just to go to your search engine and type in Snake Blocker, and my different websites will show up. And I do a lot of coaching people that are out of the state, too. So if it's a matter of that, too, I do coaching via email, coaching directly. They can also visit me if they're in the area at the Lifetime Fitness in Parker, Colorado. And then once a month, I'm in Oberlin, Kansas at my martial arts studio.
That's terrific. That's great. Also, it's www.snakeblocker, that's B-L-O-C-K-E-R, snakeblocker.com. Or blockeracademy.com, or at the Lifetime Fitness in Parker. Thank you, Snake. That was great. You did wonderful. And I really want people to understand this is simple, it's easy, and it's one third recipe for getting yourself back to good health.
Move it, nourish it, and educate.
Very
Absolutely.
Good. I want to thank you for joining us. This was very informative. Katie, great job as usual. And to our audience, again, we try to bring you what we feel would be best for the majority of our listeners, and I'm sure you benefited from it. Snake Blocker, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dave.
Katie, great job. I can't wait to do it again next week. We will re-air this during the week on thecommonsenseshow.com. And on that note, we've got to make a friendly transition from our health report to the Red List News. And what we have decided to do is we have temporarily moved the Red List News. Actually, it won't be temporary. We will be doing this as a full function of the show But the Red List News is also going to be appearing in many, many different places, including we're going on Mike Adams Radio Network. We'll talk more about that here in the next half hour with Jim White, my partner in crime, with regard to this endeavor. But from now on, you're going to hear some of the top news stories with commentary in the last half hour. And it's something that Annie and I did for years, and it was very popular, and I'm glad that we can introduce this again. And we've got just the right guy. He is very knowledgeable, very articulate, and he's like the rest of us. He takes no crap. Jim, thanks for joining us.
Well, David, so much. it's so great to be with you here on the Common Sense Show. I really appreciate the opportunity to come here and sort of carry over what we do on the Red List News here, you know, to a much wider audience here on your program. So thanks so much for having me.
Well, it's the honor is all ours, but, you know, it's getting so, Jim, we're doing so much work together on all these ventures we're involved in. I feel like I talk to you more than I'd get to talk to my wife these days. And I'm, you might be hearing that at home, too.
No, no, I'm sure that's the case with me, Dave. we do actually collaborate on a lot of different projects, and, you know, we have more to come. You know, it's just been delightful. You know, it's serendipitous that we had a chance to run into each other back when I was doing the Liberty Brothers. I think I may have reached out to you for an interview, and we just kind of kept going from there, and you were on the program a couple times. I think even co-hosted, geez, once or twice with the Liberty Brothers.
Yes,
and,
I did.
Yeah, you and I think how it came about, Dave, is I think we were talking, and we said, you know, you had talked about a story that you had coming out, an article, and I said, that sounds very interesting. Why don't we make a video about that? And we did that, and I think we did that the next couple of weeks in a row. One was a Donald Trump video. I think I've got over 50,000 views on the one YouTube channel, maybe from that one video. So yeah, you know, it's been a great ride so far, and I've really been enjoying doing the Red List News, and really excited about what we have coming up with Mike Adams, as you mentioned, on his Talk News Network. TalkNetwork.com, I believe. At any rate, we're really excited to be involved with Mike. He's a first-class guy, very knowledgeable, and you know, a lot of good things happening here in the world of alternative media, Dave. And I'm delighted to see that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, David Rubini, who's the program director for Mike Adams, is actually picking up this show. It'll be airing on Wednesdays. We're going to finalize the details. Jim and I are going to be doing 4 one-hour broadcasts during the week on the same network. So we are really expanding our reach. Why are we doing this? It's not because we really need the work. I actually need the sleep. And I know Jim needs the sleep too. But folks, we both are of the mindset. Jim and I both believe. In fact, I had a long conversation with Doug Hagman today. And I'll be on his show Thursday night as a plug. But Doug said the same thing, Jim, that we're saying to each other. I don't know how much time we have left. I don't know how much longer we're going to be allowed to broadcast. I don't know how much longer the average person's going to have access to the Internet, because they're beginning to pull the plug on a lot of different people. I mean, who was it that told me? Katie, was it you? That someone just told me that Doug Hagman had a show pulled from YouTube today. Was that you, Katie?
I don't know.
That was me. I received a... I'd ask you to get confirmation, Dave. I received on one of the YouTube videos for Red List News, I received a comment yesterday afternoon that said Doug Hagman's YouTube channel has been pulled. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to follow up with that because I was actually run out the door when I took that, when I got that email. So I'm not really sure if that's the case or not. But, you know,
Jim, I'm sure that it's probably just a glitch, because I talked to Doug about 2 hours before airtime tonight, and we talked for close to an hour, and he didn't bring it up. And so I do not think that's probably a valid rumor, but the point still stands. They could come and pull his great show off YouTube at any time. And let's be honest here, Jim. I mean, let's not hide our dirty laundry. We have put the Red List News on YouTube, and we've tried to monetize it, and YouTube keeps playing games with our monetization, and you go back in daily and re-monetize it. They come in at night and demonetize it, and then you re-monetize it, and you ask them for an explanation, and tell the listening audience what YouTube told you about them demonetizing our site.
They said that they can't talk to me about that right now. That's not a topic that they can discuss with me. Now, it's funny you mentioned that, because right before I came online here, I went on to our YouTube channel, and I added up. I took all the videos that have been demonetized for what, for whatever reason, an explanation I can't receive, like it's top secret. I did the math, and the exact number is over 42,000 views, Dave, have been demonetized. And that is, that basically is, not that there's a whole lot of money to be made in YouTube anyway, but there's an agreement that they make when you sign up for YouTube that, you know, they can run ads on your video and you can receive some monetization for that. I mean, that's the whole purpose. So we have 42,000 views that they've demonetized. And our take, Dave, for doing Red List News now, I kid you not, 91 cents in our account.
I haven't got my half yet, Jim. I'm upset because I don't have my half yet. Hey, real quickly here, you know I'm under attack, and I just talked to the listening audience about that. The bottom line with all this is that Google and YouTube, all the same thing, NSA, and we know who the NSA serves. You know, Ted did a good job defining who those people are. But
great interview, by the way. Great interview.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, Ted's fantastic. He's fantastic. But the fact is they're attacking many of us on many different fronts. In fact, my friend Steve Quayle runs every article I write, very graciously does so, and he did not publish me once earlier in the week. And I thought, well, gosh, must have been, I sent it to the wrong email, whatever. So I sent it again. I said, Steve, I'm not sure you got this. So he writes back to me about an hour later and says, Dave, I'm not getting your emails. I had to go down to the store and pull up my email from my store account because I couldn't get it at home. They've hacked my computer again. Folks, we could tell these stories forever. In fact, this maybe is our first news story here, that your people in the alternative media, the ones who many of you count on to bring you news and information and editorials, we are being attacked viciously in many, many different ways, and it's hard to find anybody who's not under attack. In fact, actually, Jim, I would say that if someone has sufficient volume on their website, their radio show, and so forth, and they're not being attacked, they might be part of the other side, or they just haven't got around to them yet. Could be one of the two. But, Jim, there's no question here that the other side is seeking to silence us because we are gaining an audience. Our message is spreading. You know, Ted was talking about that when he was on, that people are beginning to look up from the TV and start listening. And they don't want that. And also the message that they get from us, Jim, that they get from Doug and Steve and you and me and all the people, most of all the people who are in the independent media, is, you know, we all serve the same person. We all serve the same deity, Jesus Christ, Son of God. And these people that are trying to run the show, run this planet, install transhumanism, do not want us to invoke the power of Jesus Christ, because they can't overcome it. And Ted had probably the most articulate hour of explanation on that topic that I've ever heard. But I'm telling you right now, Jim, that they are trying to silence us, not because they're afraid of James White, not because they're afraid of Dave Hodges or Doug Hagman or Steve Quayle. They're trying to silence us because they're afraid of the power of Jesus Christ.
Dave, you're onto something. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, this is perfect for the first story I want to talk about from our friend Mike Adams, as we talked to. He put out a report a couple of days ago, imminent false flag attack on American soil to invoke government suspension of Bill of Rights, total censorship of internet free speech. And Mike Adams thinks there's a false flag attack on the way that's going to have over 10,000 casualties. He says it's imminent because, as you stated so eloquently earlier, the new media is rising so quickly that at the same time the mainstream media is plummeting, that they there's not enough thumbs to stop the leaks in the dike, and information is coming out at a pace that they cannot continue just to cover up anymore. And Mike's you know, he said it's an imminent, in his mind, a false flag attack. And we know, Dave, that false flag attacks have occurred throughout history. And I was just reading an article here earlier, Steven Seagal, you can laugh him at or not, but he came out in an interview with RT and said that most of the domestic gun incidents that occur on American soil are staged for the sole purpose of taking our guns away. So, I mean, this is, the gig is just about up with the whole mainstream media and the lies and the propaganda. We're hitting them hard, Dave, and that's why they're hitting back.
Well, we just need to stand firm, you know, pray for protection, pray for guidance, And Ted was on to something when he said we pray for the script of our day when he was talking about his family prayers. He's absolutely correct. And if we stay close to the Word of God, He will not abandon us. And I totally believe that. And thank Mike Adams very much for having the courage to speak out on such a controversial topic. Now, Jim, you and I have got to do some work with Mike Adams, and we are, as we said, teaming up with him. We choose our partners very, very, very carefully. And Mike Adams is truly one of the good guys, isn't he?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I can't say enough good things about the guy. I mean, he, you know, I won't reveal, of course, you know, you and I speak to Mike probably in a different manner that some people do. I'm not going to reveal some of the things he's got coming up, but it's tremendous. He's doing some tremendous things. And the stuff we can already talk about is his Good Gopher, his AlternativeNews.com. He's got his radio network, as you stated, we're going to be a part of, I believe, starting in about a week or so. Yeah, Mike is really going up against the you know, the machine. He's throwing himself into the gears of the machine and trying to slow down this tyranny. You know, as you stated before, you know, when YouTube's like the only player on the block, pretty much. I mean, there's other services, but they're the biggest, and they're censoring, you know, your video or your ability to profit like everyone else is. You know, there has to be an alternative that needs to spring up where people can, you know, people can take their business elsewhere, because that truly is what, you know, free market economics is, and not the crony capitalism, you know, economic state we live in now. But, you know, that's what happens. If somebody doesn't do a good job, something else springs up. So I commend Mike. You're right. I can't say enough good things about the guy. He does great work.
Well, hopefully we can marshal enough people away from Google and YouTube and put them into new venues that will not be censored, especially for Christians. You know, and in fact, Jim, let me throw this back at you here. One of the things that Ted mentioned, he said, Christians can say nothing about anybody else, but everybody else is saying things about Christians. And we need to reverse that, don't we?
Well, indeed we do. And you know, Dave, what happens is, you know, you walk into a dark room and you hit the switch and the darkness flees the light. That's why you see, you know, that's the light. As you said, Christ is the light. And that's why he's so hated, you see, because the light shines on the darkness in their hearts. And a lot of these people that are running things, as we've stated previously, they do serve the dark master. They do have a dark heart. You know, and these people, you're right, the name above all names, it certainly intimidates them. And not only that, they want to flee from it. And they can't stand up against it. They can't stand up against truth. And, yeah, there's no doubt, Dave, the hope doesn't lie in, of course, we know, mainstream media, mainstream religion. As you stated earlier, our hope lies in Christ and Christ alone. That's the only way that we can get through this. And, I think more and more people, hopefully, are realizing that. Now, there's always going to be that division and that other group of people, the liberals, whatever you want to call them, that hate the truth and will never come around. But you know, we have to really have to target that middle. There's a lot of people in that middle that are looking for truth and looking for answers. And I think, Dave, that your previous guest was onto something. No doubt. I'm sure he was.
Yeah. Well, even when you're in the Word of Christ, and he was in the Spirit. There's no question he was Spirit-filled, especially over that last hour. People are writing in saying that they acknowledge that, they saw that. But even then, I mean, here's how we come under attack, and it's so frustrating. One person wrote to me and said, I'm sick of that New Ager, Ted Brewer. What? New Ager? Excuse me. Did you hear New Age things, or did you hear things from the Bible? Did you hear him talking about Lucifer is the way or Jesus Christ was the way? I don't know what show they were listening to, but I heard him talk about biblical truth. And, oh, it's so frustrating that when we deal with people like this, it's like, are you even listening? Well, Ted, excuse me, Jim, I got to be careful about misspeaking. It's gotten me in trouble in my other life. But Jim, let's go to our next news story.
Well, you know, this is something that's encouraging to me. A report here, a major internet company has stockpiled 3 months of food and $10 million in gold for their employees because they don't trust Wall Street. Overstock.com chairman Jonathan Johnson is not like most CEOs, Dave. He has $10 million in gold to pay his employees and 3 months' worth of food for them to eat in case a financial collapse occurs. I think this guy exhibits true leadership, Dave, and that's one of the things that we're seeing lacking in this country is leadership, especially in swinging back around to the spiritual realm. You know, the pulpit certainly has lacked leadership, and that's one of the reasons that we're in the position that we're in right now. 57 million babies have been killed, and you know, every liberal lunatic cause seems to get you know, approval by the mainstream. You know, and it's really nice to see someone like this, Dave, come out and really actually seemingly care about his employees, and not to mention the fact that he's actually got gold, which he's got to be in the minority. So it's good to see that. It's good to see that not all, you know, I'm certainly no fan of corporations, because I think they have, generally speaking, been a detriment as opposed to a benefit. But it's nice to see a guy like this from Overstock.com come out and really care about people, Dave.
Yeah, you just wonder how long the other corporate forces are going to take until they turn their venom on him, because Christian model, Christian caring about your employers, you know, love thy neighbor as thyself, that can't allow to be standing. I mean, because that's not the philosophy. We live, there was a psychologist years and years ago that came up with a six-stage theory of morality. It was called Kohlberg Stages of Morality. And it's often used as a benchmark to judge the moral nature of various individuals, groups, businesses, governments, and so forth. And level one effectively can be characterized as might makes right. Level six would be the higher level of things where, you know, humanity is ruled by a spirit of love, a spirit of goodness and benevolence. And some people get into that spirit and they lead people into movements that are righteous and just. And some people will look at movements like Gandhi and Martin Luther King and so forth and say, that is an example of what we're talking about. Now, level one, level six. Most corporations, Jim, where do you think they fall? Yeah, you just answered the question.
Well, you know, this reminds me of something. I was just looking this up here. This reminds me of the what you're talking about is the Stanford prison experiments, which I'm pretty sure you're probably familiar with.
Yes.
Where the prison guard, you know, the prison guard situation, where these normal people turned into monsters here over the course of a few days. You know, Dave, there's something to be said, you know, and when you really kick God out of almost every institution, you know, is there any wonder why, you know, these things don't happen in a vacuum. You know, when you kick God out, you know, the enemy moves in. It's not like there's an empty space there. There's not to sound so, you know, Eastern, but there's the yin and the yang, so to speak. I mean, there's always a balance. And when you take God out of most all institutions, like I stated, it's as simple as that. You know, the enemy moves in, and you see what happens to this nation. It's a shell of, you know, I was just having a conversation with the person that I had a haircut today, and I was talking to the person that was cutting my hair 30, 40 years ago. You know, I could go outside and spend the whole day gone and never worry about anything. And, you know, it's become a darker, more dangerous world, Dave, and I think that's because of the weak pulpit. Really, that's one of the reasons, the weakness that we have in the pulpits these days, if you want to know my opinion.
The church is lost. I mean, there's very few Christ-filled sanctuaries, Christian leaders today, because first of all, most of them, over 28,000 of them, as many as 100,000 of them belong to the clergy response team, which is headed up by DHS. They are taught to not honor the Word of God. They are taught to not be controversial, or they'll lose their tax exemption from the IRS. So this is what, I mean, ask yourself this question, folks. If you're going to church, does your pastor get up in the pulpit and does he bang his fist on the pulpit with the anger of a righteous God and say, we have murdered tens of millions of babies and now we're selling their body parts? And he's not trying to inspire people to political action, which is what every religious person in this country should be doing, not just the leadership, but all of us should be outraged at the conduct of Planned Parenthood and the ongoing genocide in our country. But no, we're quiet. we talk about how much money we have to raise because we need to build a new cross in front of the church, and I need a new car, and we've got to hire another assistant pastor so I don't have to work so hard. This is what's happened to our church. And I have said this in conversations with my close friends in the independent media, and I've told them, I'm of the opinion, a good church is a rare bird today. People are better off forming their own home Bible study groups with intimate numbers, 5, 6, 10 people at the most, and processing the Word of God and trying to apply it to your life. You're going to get a lot more from doing that than the DHS-controlled clergy.
You know, what a stark difference between guys like Pastor Jonas Clark in Lexington Green, who really, he and his church stood up and really kicked off the war. I mean, he was a church, and he stood up, and his men were armed, and they stood toe to toe. The current pastors today, for Pete's sake, I don't know how these guys stand up without a backbone. You know, and I'd say one thing, Dave, kicking over here is something that's very, very good, a very good story. And I don't know why we haven't done it here. You've probably read this. In Iceland, the bankers in Iceland are facing 74 years in prison. The 26th banker was just sentenced to prison for a combined 74 years between them, each of them jailed for their roles in the 2008 economic collapse. How long before we start perp walking the bankers in this country, Dave? I mean, is it ever going to happen? These people are perhaps, you know, arguably, you know, criminals at an exponential level, bigger than these Iceland bankers, and these guys roam free. How long is it going to take before we wake up and start arresting these guys?
Well, until we're ruled by the Prince of Darkness, and we're no longer ruled by him, I should say, and until we rid ourselves of the imposters that are in Washington right now, many of them courtesy of the Diebold voting machines, until that happens, we're going to get more John the Don Corzines that stole over $2 billion of his own investors' money. He pockets it. He shares it with his New World Order friends, while his old Wall Street Goldman Sachs buddies, who now occupy positions of authority with the SEC, let him walk. Of course, when Bernie Madoff did the same thing, like Bernie Madoff with all your money, he'd be in prison for 200 years if he lived long enough. It just depends who you are. And really, we need to rid ourselves of the Hillary Clintons and the Dianne Feinsteins and the Harry Reids, because this is what you get. When you put godless people into office with no ethics and no morals, and they have murdered, robbed, raped, and stolen their way into their political office, this is what you get.
Well, you know, that brings up a good point for my next story here, and we can't certainly get out of this broadcast without talking about Donald Trump. Apparently, GOP insiders say that he is more likely now than ever before. 81% of Republican insiders and 79% of Democratic insiders believe that his nomination is higher than, you know, the likelihood is higher than it was a month ago. You know, this is not that the president by himself or herself can really make a change. Of course, with executive orders, certainly trying. But, you know, it's a very important, obviously, very important position, especially at this time in history. I mean, we really are at a crossroads like no time I've ever seen. It looks like it's going to come down to Hillary and Trump. What do you think about Trump, Dave? I mean, I'd like to believe that he is really, you know, speaking truth. I like to believe he's in it for the long run. But, you know, we published a video here 2 months ago where you has expressed some concern for his safety if he got farther. Do you still hold those same sentiments?
Yeah, I have two opposing points of view about Trump. I'm very ambivalent, very conflicted. On one hand, I remember Ross Perot all too well. Ross Perot was so correct about the free trade agreements, the giant sucking sound of NAFTA, his economic charts that he displayed in the presidential debates, in which he showed how George H.W. Bush and then Clinton, they'd lead us down the path of economic destruction, and then he quits the race when he's ahead by 20 points. He wasn't supposed to win. He was put in there to pull votes away from George W. Bush in an internal battle of the New World Order. Another story for another day. But I'm fearful that because Trump has had a past association with Hillary Clinton, I mean, they've attended each other's weddings and their families and their private affairs. And so, you know, I just don't know if he's turned his back on all that. That scares me. The Ross Perot factor with Donald Trump, frightens me to death, because on the other side, I believe in some of the things he says. Not all, but a lot more than I believe these other butt clowns that are masquerading as being the best man or best woman for the job. No, there's no way that we should elect these other people. Trump does come the closest. Now, am I concerned about his safety? You're darn right I am. I wrote an article that was entitled, Trump Might Be Assassinated by a Man with a Diary. Now, why would I say that? Because Martin Luther King was killed by a man who had a diary stating what he was going to do. Same thing with John Kennedy. Same thing with Robert Kennedy. Now, of course, I think the diaries were all concoctions to basically create, sheep dipped people to blame for the assassinations. Lee Harvey Oswald didn't fire a shot that day in Dealey Plaza. We're coming up on the Kennedy assassination. We'll have to do another show on that. But I'm fearful that Donald Trump could be the fourth man that's killed by a man with a diary, if he indeed is walking away from his rich brethren to help the American middle class. But see, therein too, Jim, lies another contradiction. Rich people from America have more in common with rich people from Japan and China and Russia than they do with us. So why would Donald Trump walk away from these associations, the wealthy with the wealthy? Our kids don't play with the middle class and the poor. Why would he walk away from all that and that philosophy and abandon that, what got him on top, to support you and I? I still have a question.
I'm with you, Dave, and that's why I've always been sort of lukewarm. I mean, there's no doubt about it that I do appreciate the fact that he is saying things that are not quote-unquote politically correct, and political correctness has destroyed, well, it's been one of the things that has destroyed this country. People, because really what it is basically is it's a backhanded slap against the First Amendment, really is what it is, and it's worked. Political correctness, we can go another topic on that. Anyway, Donald Trump has come out and said some things that were very pointed and very accurate and not, let's say, mainstream. And I appreciate the fact that there are people sitting up off their couches that may have been, never been involved in politics before, that are finally starting to become involved. And I got to believe that's a good thing. So I think.
Yeah, but Ross Perot crushed the spirit of the American people who knew what was going on in that election in 1992. And I just, like I said, I'm fearful. Hey, Jim, we're out of time. This has been the maiden version of the Red List News here on the Common Sense Show. And certainly the next time we do this, we won't be so chit-chatty. We'll give the news, give some commentary, and move on. But we want to give you a chance to kind of get the inside look at Jim White and who he is. Next week, we're going to be back with Vicki Davis. Vicki's been a guest on our show many times in the past, not too much recently, but we're going to be talking about a lot of Agenda 21, a lot of refugee stuff. And you're not going to want to miss that. We're also working on a couple of other angles of top stories, and I don't want to let it out because I don't want to be blocked in doing what I'm doing. Anyway, thanks for joining us tonight. Go out and have a great week. God bless.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.